Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Art of Peace. Today is the sixth installment of our series where we're diving into each lesson of HWPL's peace education curriculum. This is so that we can understand some of the key points about how it works and also hopefully to pick up some useful things that we can put into action for ourselves. Before we begin, however, I am joined today by a very special guest who is a friend and colleague of mine in the peace work. Welcome, Alicia.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
No worries. Before we jump into it, I know you've been on the show before, but maybe for those who are new, could you reintroduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the peace work?
Sure thing. So I've been an IPYEG volunteer for about a year now. I first became, acquainted with peace activities and volunteering back home because I'm originally from France.
Awesome.
But then when I moved to New Zealand, I just wanted to do the same thing, but be even more involved, you know, than just doing a day here and there. So I first became acquainted with IPYG on social media. I think actually it was on Instagram. I just came across a few posts and then I saw their event and I just wanted to attend a couple. And then I just talked with a few other volunteers. We got along quite well. And now, yeah, here I am just volunteering and trying to do my part for the peace work here in New Zealand.
That's awesome. It's really cool as well that you took your passion that you had back home in France and then have brought it over here to NZ as well. So to quickly recap our lesson from last week, we were joined last week by Dwayne and he walked us through the fifth lesson of the peace curriculum, which was looking at the importance of gratefulness. Basically, we talked about how gratefulness is an integral part of maintaining peace within ourselves, as well as maintaining harmonious relationships with others. So if we learn to be grateful, we can be peaceful citizens. But this week we're looking at the sixth lesson. So Alicia, do you want to kick us off with what it's all about?
Sure. So today's lesson is about showing us another way of how we can become peaceful citizens. And we'll actually be looking at what it means to be considerate of others today.
Sounds great. Can you unpack that a little bit for us and tell us a bit about what that looks like?
Yeah, sure thing. So I know this idea may sound rather simple, but its benefits are actually really profound. So being considerate of others, it means understanding, but also more than that, it's empathizing with others' perspectives. So when we are considerate of one another, then the overall happiness, but also health of people just skyrockets. And obviously, it's also really essential for communities to live together in peace, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at our society today, this message couldn't be more relevant, I guess. Even without realizing it, we have this constant need to fuel our egos.
Definitely. And I mean, it's not just our society either, right? It's actually a huge, huge global issue. Our world is just becoming more individualized and fragmented as time goes on and egoism is spreading. People are losing their so-called, you know, community consciousness, which basically means that we're no longer focused on the community as a whole, but instead we're just too busy focusing on ourselves. And an example of this can be seen in, for example, the way that we treat nature. With the rapid rise of industrialization, nature is just being destroyed bit by bit. And society has only thought of nature as a resource for the affluence of human life. And this dualistic idea of separating man from nature and the perception that man dominates nature shows a complete lack of consideration for the earth and its resources.
This is quite confronting to hear, really. And to a degree, I guess we're all guilty of living like this, eh?
Absolutely, yeah.
So with this in mind, what is the solution to our, I guess, for use of a better word, selfish and individualized society? How can we even begin untangling this issue?
Well, thankfully, we do have an answer to that. And again, it's very simple. When we care for others, then we can transform our selfishness, as you put it, into love and consideration for others. Because actually, care really is the basic material that links our very fragmented society and restores them into a community of harmony and peace.
Could you give us some practical steps that we can take to be more considerate of others on a daily basis?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess it's all about starting small, you know? So could be giving up your seat on the bus or holding a door for another person, sharing an umbrella when it rains, or even just smiling at someone, really. And all of these are like small ways that we can care for others and be considerate in our everyday lives. But something that I know helps me is just asking myself the question, how can I make this person's life just a little bit better today? What can I do to make this person happier?
That's really true. And I like that. It doesn't even have to be something extravagant or too far-fetched, even just a smile. I know for myself that when I'm going around the supermarket or heavens forbid, I'm doing something like shopping, one of the worst things I could think of for myself personally, but when I'm walking by and people smile at me or even just greet me, they might not even know me, that really changes everything. And I think those are some great practical examples, and I'm keen to give them a go.
Yeah, and it's also important to realize that not only does being considerate help others around us, but it actually also affects our own happiness and health.
How does that work?
So when we're being considerate to someone else, we actually experience positive emotions, right, and constant joy. And there's actually a professor from the University of Pennsylvania who once said that doing something nice for others actually gives us a stronger sense of joy than other activities like, I don't know, having fun with your friends or watching a movie, for example.
Yeah, but what about that first sip of coffee in the morning, though? That certainly brings quite a lot of joy.
I mean, being a coffee addict myself, yes, absolutely it does. But, okay, if I were to ask you, how long do you feel that joy for?
Yeah, probably until I finish drinking it.
Yeah, right. So such things actually just give us temporary joy. But through being considerate of others and doing things to help our friends or even just strangers, actually gives us a sense of bliss that can last much longer than the joy of drinking our coffee in the morning. When being kind to others, we're deeply committed to the work and time just flies.
Well, that's really amazing how being considerate really helps us emotionally as well.
And actually, even more than that, it also helps our physical health. Because some studies have shown that it can improve our immune system and actually lowers our cholesterol. And more commonly known, it releases those good endorphins 3 times the normal amount, which is quite big, right?
All right, you've convinced me. Is there anyone you believe was a really good example of being considerate to others that we could learn from history?
Yeah, actually, the first example that comes to mind, someone very famous that I'm sure you would have heard of, is Mother Teresa. She was a small old woman who had no fortunes, no impressive, you know, job title or whatever, but she had such a big impact on the world.
Yeah, she impacted quite a lot of people, and she's still really well known today, I guess, as well.
Definitely. And the thing is, Mother Teresa, she didn't make food to feed everyone in the world, but she took interest in every single person that she encountered. She showered them with love and she cared for them with all of her heart.
Wow. She really showed us that to make an impact on the world, we don't need to take on the responsibility of the whole world, but it comes down to our consideration in our daily lives.
Yeah, exactly. And she really took interest in every single person she encountered. And ultimately, her love and sincerity just touched everyone in the world.
And when someone is kind to you or shows you an act of kindness, it's something that you don't forget easily. And you want to often return that favor to somebody else. It's an awesome cycle. It's that wanting to pay it forward. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Alicia. We're going to come back to this in a moment, but we're going to cut to a song. So this is Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were talking about Lesson 6 of the HWPL Peace Education Curriculum, which is all about consideration. And Alicia was talking us through some of the practical ways in which we can put it into practice and some of the benefits of it as well. So, moving on, I guess before I can expect others to be considerate of me, I should put all of this into action and practice first. So, what are some ways that I can show consideration in my day-to-day life?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. And I think, you know, consideration includes a few things. So, for example, tolerance and understanding and seeing another perspective, right? And care begins by putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Actually thinking of the other person's perspective helps us to see where they're coming from. And this comes from listening to them.
So then what makes a good listener?
Yeah, good question. I guess it's when we focus on what the other person wants to do rather than listening only to criticize or analyze. It helps us to develop more empathy as well. So first, we need to just observe the situation without holding any judgment. And whether you like their actions or not, just observe them. Secondly, express your feelings when they carry out those actions and share if you're heartbroken, scared, happy, and such.
And this is done from both parties, I'm guessing.
Yes, and this approach deepens listening, respect, and empathy. By doing it repeatedly, we can practice how to be more sincere and considerate in relationships.
Well, thank you, Alicia. Those are some really great practical steps for being caring and considerate of other people. I'm really grateful that you came in and joined us today and we were able to have a bit of a look at some of the things within lesson number 6. And I know that I will certainly be giving these steps a try with people that I encounter this coming week.
Well, thank you for having me. I had a great time and yeah, let me know how these steps go.
Yeah, definitely. And I would like to extend that challenge to everybody who's listening as well. So just pick one friend or family member this week to practice what we have had a bit of a chat about today. And I would like to extend that challenge to you listening as well. So just pick one friend or family member this week to practice what we have discussed with them. That includes showing tolerance and thinking from their perspective and listening to them. Listen to them carefully first and then share your feelings. If we all do this, we can really create meaningful relationships that can bring peace to our families, our friend groups, and also our communities as well. That's all from us this week on The Art of Peace. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you all again next week. You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio who make this happen. If you have any questions, you can hit us up at The Art of Peace NZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05 or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. Born to a throne, stronger than Rome. A violent prone, poor people's own. But it's my home, all I have known. Where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest. Among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak. Accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. So we struggling, fighting to eat. And we wondering, when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day. It's not far away. But for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say, but look how they treat us.
job.